Well, it's 1 minute early, we're starting this meeting, the tension's so thick, I can't take it anymore. We've asked Jeff Turley to lead us in the pledge.
Recording in progress.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jeff. We're excusing our general manager tonight, who's giving a training in DC tonight, or this week. The consent agenda's in front of you, which includes the approval of tonight's agenda, the approval of the minutes from November 16th, and notice of our meeting on January 25th. I'd accept a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Thank you. Are there any public comments? I should pause and thank everyone for their participation of the reception before. That was very nice. Thank you for all those that put it together. Okay, let's move on to the board business. Curtis Roberts, give us an overview of the fraud risk assessment, please.
Absolutely. So I'll have Brad bring this up here on the screen. This is the wonderful form that looks like this. It is a required annual assessment. It's required that management goes through and makes the assessment in accordance with the standards set by the State Auditor's Office of what they deem significant areas to evaluate for fraud. Then we're required to report this to the board. It doesn't require an adoption, per se. It's just our assessment, we're reporting how our evaluation of the potential for fraud based off of the State Auditor's Office standards. As you can see, our score is 330 out of a potential of 395. However, the concept of having an internal audit function for an organization of our size doesn't really make a lot of sense. That's usually done for a lot larger organizations. We have evaluated other items, but for right now, this is where we stand as of this point in time. And so we're just presenting it by way of information so the board knows that we have assessed fraud. On a side note, I have a lot of personal feelings about this. There's a lot of other things that we do that actually deter fraud, and a lot of that's based off of our corporate culture. And that even starts here at the board, the tone set at the top, and how we really, really hold each other accountable for ensuring we safeguard and protect the citizens' assets. And so we represent the board that we're in a strong position to prevent and detect fraud.
Any questions or comments? This is just presented for information purposes only. There's no motion required.
Did the score change from last year?
No, it's the same.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to move on and go through a presentation of the budget of 2023.
So we've gone through this budget a few times now. We've had the workshops. We had the original presentation. We had the tentative budget. The amounts presented here are the same as the tentative budget. We didn't have enough information come up at a point in time where we'd want to change anything. I do want to provide you some information that just came through literally today. We've been working on the purchase of 6 replacement buses. We had that request for proposals out. We received it back. We did our evaluation. We went back out to them for a best and final offer, and they just came back today. If we will move up our acceptance date into the fourth quarter of 2023, they offered to knock off a little bit over $80,000 total bill for the buses. So it comes out a little bit over $15,000 per bus. We're seriously considering saving $80,000. What we would propose to do is we'll work out the final details of pre-production, and as we get the final solid number for any slight adjustments. Sometimes there's a little bit for seating changes, or there's some new part that they think is fantastic that we should add. Jody knows more about this. But we would come back through for a budget amendment to authorize. We'd present where the funds are coming from, and then also that expenditure. We do that as a budget amendment during the year. So that is the one thing coming up. The total price tag on the buses is right around $3,330,000. So it's a significant amount. We didn't want to just kind of throw that out last minute, so we'll come back properly with a budget amendment. We feel that's the best. Now, we're open to what the board wants to do. There are grant funds that are going to pay for 80% of that, for sure. We've got those all lined up. But other than that, the budget stands as it was presented in the last meeting and has been discussed. So,
thanks, Chris. So we've been working on the budget since August. We've had several ad hoc study group meetings on it. So I'll formally open the public hearing on fiscal year 2023 budget, open for discussion, both public and among the board, if there are any. And I hear crickets. So I'd accept a motion to close the public hearing on the budget.
I propose that we close the public hearing on the 2023 budget.
Thank you, Cecilia. I'll take a second. Thank you. Okay, so Gregory's our second. I'd accept all in favor of closing public hearing.
Aye.
Any opposed? No? No nays? Okay, thank you. So before us is consideration of the fiscal year 2023 budget. I would again accept a motion for the budget.
I move that we accept the budget for the new year as presented.
Thank you, Glenn.
Second.
Second? Moved and seconded. Did you get a second?
Dave Geary.
Dave Geary seconded it. All in favor of the 2023 budget as presented to us, please make it manifest by just saying aye.
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 I have another job, so you can tell me. Taught some other language. Are there any opposed to that?
Yes.
There's no opposed? Okay. The budget passes as presented. Thank you, everyone, for all the hard work on that. That's a big deal. Mr. Gregory Shannon, would you give us a report on the Public Engagement Committee and what's going on there?
Yes. Can we get that up on the board for us? We had a Public Engagement Committee two weeks ago, where we discussed some of the items that we want to make a presentation to our shareholders. I had gone ahead and made this presentation to Nibley. It went very well. I asked them to hold off any questions till I was through. And at the end, there was maybe a half a dozen questions. I expected that. There was nothing earth-shattering. They were very impressed on what we were doing, and especially as I discussed the on-demand, the pool. On that second page of that, you'll see that it's called the on-demand service that is being worked on by Laren and her group, and that they thought that was a good thing. And I says, you know, once we work out the bugs, that's something we could look at for the city of Nibley. And those got a very positive response to all of that. We talked about that in our committee meeting, and we decided the best thing to do at this point is that we need to have this message taken to our shareholders and our city councils. We need to make a plan with them to come in and make that presentation. Now, what that means, like for Logan, y'all are going to have to pick out one person to set up the meeting and then one person to deliver that to the city council. Once you've gone to your city council and made an appointment for you to come in and present this, We're going to go over everything through Charisse, and then she is going to make sure that everyone is notified. Anybody can go to that. The public engagement committee will be attending those as well as we can. But we'd like to get this done by the first quarter. We know probably in January and February, cities have a lot to get done. So the sooner we can get an appointment made, let Charisse know and we'll get that on the books and we'll be ready to present this. Now, if any of you would not like to make the presentation, the Public Engagement Committee will help you out with that.
Awesome.
So,
thank you for
that's it in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Any discussion on that?
How much time do you need to do a presentation on this? I know that's the first thing they'll ask me.
Yeah, I think you're going to need a little bit more because we have a heck of a lot to talk about.
The answer to that question is always 5 minutes. We only need 5 minutes. Any as long as you want.
Yeah. Realistically, we got 15 minutes.
Okay.
And there was 5 to 8 minutes worth of discussion. I didn't count that as my time. Mm-hmm. We also left behind a copy of this for them and the district's threefold economic development. And I just learned in my many years in sales, you never hand out stuff before you make a presentation because everybody reads it while you're talking. And just at the very end, as Todd and I were ready to leave, I said, here, this, would you please give this out to the council then? So I've got a lot of good feedback at the time for that. So
awesome.
I have heard two competing names for Loop or for Pool.
Yes.
CTR and Todd. Choose to ride, is that right? Or Todd is transit on demand.
Yeah.
Instead of cool.
There is a name for it. I don't know if I'm supposed to reveal it. Yeah.
Pool.
Yeah, it's pool.
It's in that. It's in that thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, there
we have some competing offers.
We have lots and lots of offers.
I like this CTR.
I have a question on this.
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. For Richmond, we prefer to do everything digital, and that just requires our recorder uploading it to our meeting site before the meeting. Is that going to screw things up for you?
Nope.
That's awesome.
You take care of it, and we'll get the information to you so that can be done.
Okay, yeah, all I have to do is just have the email that's going to be in, and then I can get it on. We can probably do it either January or February meeting, if that works.
Just when you get the appointment made, let Charisse know. Meanwhile, Charisse will get this out to everybody on an email. She said she'd do that. Bless your heart.
Okay. Well, I've got the council meeting tomorrow night, and I'll find out which month they want.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Other discussion? Thanks, Gregory. We appreciate leading the charge on that. I think the accountability to our different organizations is really important.
They were very impressed.
I bet. I bet.
With everything that we're doing.
Our CFO, will you give the general manager report, please?
I will. There's one item on here, and then there's two items that just are more recent news. So for the item that's on the agenda, the Region 8 report, so FTA Region 8 is the one that covers our area. We deal a lot with their region staff as far as we're getting being awarded funds, as we're applying for grants, as we work through grants, they have oversight. They've been trying to schedule these annual meetings. And just a couple things that came out from this. They have had turnover, so we're getting acquainted with newer staff that'll actually be working directly with us. Their supervisory staff is still the same, and we've got great relationships there. The newer staff, one of them is actually located in Utah, and we're kind of excited. They did this on purpose because they want this staff to have access down into UTA more. But they said she's also going to be a great resource to come up and look at our project and just provide any insights and such. And so we're excited about that opportunity for us. We went through and updated them on the current studies that we have going with the corridor study that we've discussed and also the long-range plan. They're excited to see us putting dollars into those planning efforts, and they're anxious to see the results of those. So as we get the final product, we'll be sharing those appropriately. We also spent quite a bit of time, obviously, discussing our new facility and plans for how that's working. They expressed satisfaction with everything that we've taken so far. They asked us a number of questions. We were able to answer every single question they had in a positive manner, to where they were like, wow, this is awesome. And they're excited to participate in the groundbreaking. So I imagine we'd have at least one, maybe two to three, actually come out to participate in the groundbreaking when we get that set. And then we've also got a plan to where we'll be providing them monthly updates to their key people as we start the building process. So that's, we're in great shoes, we're in great standing with them. We're excited to report that.
Really good. That's awesome.
Two other items that just came up. One, I know it's been discussed many times, our micro transit buses. They were supposed to arrive on Monday, two of them.
How they look?
They look that way. So we just got an update, and one is supposedly going to be here next week.
Because they're driven here.
It's supposedly in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And then the other one is still at the Upfitters. At least our understanding is about 2 weeks away, hopefully. So we probably won't get that one until January. And then the other one is still, we don't know where. That one we're still waiting, trying to even get it to the Upfitter yet. So,
can I clarify one thing?
Please do.
So
I probably accept.
One of them is completed, so that the construction is completed. It's still at the Upfitter.
Oh, it's still at the Upfitter.
Yeah.
I thought
it
was
Salt Lake. Needs to be driven from California to Salt Lake.
Oh,
then
okay.
We can.
Then we got it.
The other
That's
one,
why it's next week.
Yeah, the other one is in the process of the Upfitter, and then the latter will be 2023 for sure.
So, that's where we stand with that one. The other, from my standpoint, super exciting news that I've got. We've been working back and forth with our contractor, Big D, on the new building. We had questions about their guaranteed maximum price, and we gave them some additional guidance. One of the things that we have to meet is what's called the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, so DBE, participation. So we have to have these smaller businesses have a chance. We have worked out to where we had a goal of 0.5% of the total construction cost should be awarded to a DBE. Big D was actually able to find a DBE that didn't jack up their price too much, and we're going to get 1.5% DBE participation. So we're going to far exceed our goal. I know it doesn't sound like much, but this is huge in federal terms. And so we're super excited. And our GMP is still right at what we had presented. So we're just under $37 million for our GMP on the construction side of things. So we're excited to report that. We are under full guaranteed maximum price. So everything now will be change order.
Have you had any movement with respect to the money that you hope to get from the state?
Only in positive ways, and still under the caveat that anything can change with the legislature. But so far, it's all been positive.
So you have someone presenting their request?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Patrick, because you've been involved in that.
I don't know if I have anything other than, you know, we've been talking to the senator and also our representatives, and they keep reporting back. Very positive momentum, but again, the session hasn't started yet, so everything is just speculation.
Was it the governor's preliminary budget, or did you not put something like that in there?
It's part of the surplus, but then the legislature gets to slice off the surplus to decide where it's going. There's a lot of things in our favor, partially given where our representatives sit on different boards, partially because there is a want to have funds go beyond just the Wasatch Front and Utah County. So we have good standing right now, but there's really no guarantees, and really, it's all speculation at this point.
You never know.
You never know. Yep. So we'll see. And if we don't get them, we'll pivot. Dave's going to pay for the rest.
Right.
He's on the credit card in my pocket. Thank you, Dave. Did you have more?
That's the three items I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't, from the board chair report, I don't have anything that would benefit us from delaying a meeting. Is there any other board member comment that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right, on that note, we're out of here. Thank you.